The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
We are going to go into now another really fascinating segment showing that Singapore is moving ahead when it comes to really high quality, highly talented athletes. And this happens to be an esports athlete. Let's get to him right now. Muhammad Alif, who is an esports racing driver, just received a first of its kind dual scholarship in the U.S. awarded by the Ray Hall Letterman Racing Team at Ball State University in Indiana. Alif, welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Morning, Glenn. Morning, Neil. How are you guys?
Oh, I love your audio. It sounds so good, too. You got proper headphones.
He's a gamer. He knows what he's doing. He's a gamer. He's got the chair and the headphones. He's got everything. Now, Alif, this is not some half past six scholarship here.
No.
This is not some Pasar Malam scholarship. This is the real deal, my friend. Tell us who's behind your scholarship. Tell us who's backing you, because it is absolutely fantastic.
So yeah, this scholarship is it's the first of its kind. I think it's never been awarded anywhere in the world. So it's like you said, it's with Bobby Rahal's team. So Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing Team. They're an IndyCar team. So they do like IndyCar and GT racing. And then you've got Ball State University. So that's the university that I'm going to be majoring in. And then so these two parties are the major backers. And you also got Team Flash, who are your local esports team. You know, they are the ones who have kind of been the backbone of the whole sort of thing, and I'm just super grateful for it.
And just to clarify for our readers, viewers and listeners, Letterman in this instance is David Letterman, the late show host, the legendary late show host. So that's the Letterman in the title. And of course, the Rahal is a famous driver.
Yeah, Bobby Rahal has won the Indianapolis 500 several times, a famous race car driver in the U.S. since the 1970s. And happy to say that he is from my hometown. He grew up in my hometown. His parents still live there, Glen Ellyn, Illinois. And so we all knew about Bobby growing up, and very proud to have him as a son of the western suburbs of Chicago. But his racing team, they have now obviously, and Alif, please correct me if I'm wrong, they've shifted into esports, e-racing, in addition to regular car racing as well. And Ball State University, very highly respected university in Indiana. And when do you start there, Alif?
I'm starting this August.
So coming up.
It's just, less than a month since I'll be moving there. So super
brilliant.
Excited.
Have you been there? Have you spent time on campus at all or traveled there at all?
Yeah, I got invited to the Indy 500 like 2 3 months back.
Wow.
So the school invited me, and they had this big party, and the whole unveiling was done there, and I had just the best time there.
Of course you did.
Well, I mean, Alif, this is, you know, extraordinary stuff. But let's give a bit of context for the benefit of those who are not so familiar with the e-gaming world. You represent Team Flash in racing simulator competitions around the world. You're only 23 years old. You've been doing this, I believe, for more than 13 years. Is that correct? So you started doing the racing simulators when you were 10, which is extraordinary in itself. So build a picture for us. How did you get into this world, and how did the scholarship come about?
So when I got into this, I wanted to be a Formula One driver. So for those who aren't very familiar with it, you have to be a go-karter to turn up to be a Formula One driver. And that requires a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars. But, you know, we didn't have that sort of money. So the next best thing was learning how to drive using video games. And back then, when it was like 2008, it was just coming up. You know, all these developers were coming up with really cool games. And then I just stumbled upon a simulator, you know, when I was walking around Changi Airport. My dad was like, yeah, just go for it. And then from then on, it's just, you know, just a lot of fun, a lot of learning how to drive the car. And the games have gotten very advanced now. So it's very realistic and very similar to the real thing. and yeah, just competing in Las Vegas, in Melbourne, in all these different places, meeting a lot of different people, and just the whole thing is just been a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. Alif, over the years, we've had a number of folks on talking about esports and really talking about the dedication that it takes and the hard work that it takes, the hours that it takes, not just gaming, as maybe some parents might think their kids are, you know, wasting time on their computer, but you really have to have a regimented sort of lifestyle when it comes to training, getting better, going to competitions. You've placed first and second in many, many competitions. Tell us about that sort of schedule for the skeptics who are still wondering, why is this considered a sport, right? When it's not something like football, baseball, whatever.
It requires a lot of discipline, just like training for, you know, a marathon or anything as the real athlete would do. And in this field, mental fitness comes in the most. You know, you have to be really fit in your mind to be able to compete at this level. And so for that, you have to really train yourself. You have to train your body. You have to train your mind. You have to really set up a good schedule. You have to have good communication with your team because none of us are in the same place. You know, we're all communicating through Discord. Mm. So you have to really express your concerns. You know, something wrong with the car, what are we going to do? You know, how are we going to do it? It's things like that, but which, you know, really just lines up with what actual athletes do in real life. So yeah, it does bring a lot of discipline.
Yeah, we're talking to Mohammed Alif, the esports racing driver, who has just got a fabulous scholarship that we're all very jealous of to Ball State University, representing Singapore proudly, hanging out with the likes of David Letterman and famous Indianapolis drivers. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Now, again, people listening, they understand sports scholarships. They understand academic scholarships. This is a new area, gaming, e-gaming scholarships. How does it work? I mean, because now it's a huge, like college sports in the US, it's a huge spectator sport, isn't it, Alif? You know, there's a lot of money to be made in this. This is why colleges are getting involved. You know, tell listeners how that works now in the US and beyond.
So in the US, it's a very mature market, I'd say. So there are things like collegiate esports leagues where all the big universities send the best drivers and then they all compete for the championships. So that's what I'll be mainly competing in over there, and also when the new IndyCar game comes in. So how the whole thing works is just I'll be representing Ball State University, Ball State Esports, as well as the Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing name, and the whole thing, and just be racing for them, and also in a way trying to bring more value to the team, as well as the real racing team, where I could work with the real drivers and provide feedback in those things.
Yeah, and is it becoming prestigious, Alif, in the US in the way it is for basketball, American football? Is esports moving to that level of prestige amongst American colleges?
I would say yes. I think if you compare different regions, I think Europe is the most prestigious for now.
All right.
But America's just there catching up, and Asia's right after. So when you think of it that way, yes, there is a lot of prestige in.
And how big is it in Singapore now?
In Singapore, it's been coming up. So the local governing body for all things motorsports are getting into esports, which is really, really encouraging. And there's a lot of drivers really coming out of their shells. You know, us esports drivers, you know, a lot of us are just kind of in the room, you know, in with our own circle. So everyone's just moving out of their comfort zones and interacting, which is a really, really nice thing to see.
Yeah. Speaking with Mohammed Alif, esports championship driver, and whose handle, by the way, on Instagram is Alif Hamilton, if you want to get in touch with him on Insta and see what he's been up to. Your scholarship, you'll also be studying business analytics, so you won't just be gaming or taking part in that. How does that work with gaming and study? You'll have regular coursework that you'll take outside of gaming, and then gaming will be on the side, or how will it work? Do you know?
It's not very formal, but I'd say I've got a responsibility on both. So I have to really study well and keep my GPA up and maintain it. But at the same time, I have to win and I have to perform well and show the world like or be Ball State are very good, or they have very good drivers. So there are two things, and it's just like studying in any university.
Yeah,
you go for a good. You have to study well. And then you also have the responsibility on the side where you have to race well.
And quickly, just to follow on to that, have you actually been able to be to ride in a race car yet, or have you done everything only virtually? Have you had a chance to get in an Indy car and go around the track, or any other kind of racing car?
Yeah, I literally just 2 months back I got a test session in a Formula car. So it's like two steps from Formula One.
Nice.
And I had the best time of my life. It was so natural for me, and yeah, just I was so quick as well. So the lap time was there, and yeah, it just had the best.
So
time.
You were driving?
Oh yeah, I was with Axel Sports and Black Arts Racing in Malaysia. So it's the Formula One track in Malaysia.
Yeah, of course.
And I've got like a lot of videos on my Instagram that you guys can.
Brilliant. And Alif, I mean, do the skills translate? I mean, the old cliche that just because you drive doesn't mean you could drive a real car. Are there relevant skills that you move from the e-gaming to the real car?
Oh yeah, you have no idea. I think this form of e-racing is the most transferable in terms of skill.
Wow.
Really?
Any sport, I would say. Huh. Because, I mean, right now, if you look behind, that's my actual setup. So I'll just show it to you guys. So you've got a wheel.
Nice.
You've got pedals and everything. So it's kind of very similar to real life. And for me, on my first lap, I felt so at home. I felt all my skills that I've picked up from gaming, I could immediately apply it to real life. So that's a very cool aspect of it.
Wonderful. And the one thing I want to ask, I mean, his name is on your scholarship. Have you or will you meet David Letterman?
I have, actually.
Oh.
I've got a really cool photo of that. You guys, it's on my Instagram under my scholarship.
Wow. So what is, I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, David Letterman is at this really quirky stage of his career where he just invests his time and his money in things that he loves. I didn't realize, is he a big gaming fan, or is it the car aspect? What is it that attracts Letterman?
Oh, he's very down to earth, surprisingly, which is really good to see as someone from here. And, you know, just interacting with him, he was super nice and super humble and super, like, into it. And he was asking a lot of questions, which was nice. And right now, if I'm not wrong, he's into the spirituality part of his life.
Yeah.
From what I've seen from his talk shows. So, and you could see that, you know, he was asking a lot of detailed questions and trying to understand what gaming on and how this works with the RLL team.
Well, and the bigger part of this, he's a Ball State graduate.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, 1969, he graduated from Ball State.
That makes sense.
So he's had that alumni connection to the university all
Brilliant.
These years.
Yeah.
Hey, Alif, we got to leave it there, but we wish you all the best. Wow, what a great adventure and experience. Can we do this after you get settled? Maybe in September. Can we do a call with you? It'll be Friday night your time, so you won't be able to be out partying. But Saturday morning from your dorm room or whatever, and just to kind of touch base with you and see how it's going.
Oh yeah, I won't be partying. I'll be practicing.
Yeah,
that's what your parents want to hear.
You can do this.
I just want to go on a car ride with you. I just think it'll be spectacular. I want to be shotgun, you know, with you.
No, don't worry. On the public roads, I'm very safe. So that's what you guys have to
do. That's right. Mohammed Alif, who is an esports racer, the awardee of the very first scholarship, the Ray Hall Letterman Racing Scholarship at Ball State University, first of its kind, going to be gaming, going to be going to school in the U.S. We wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alif.
Thanks, Alif.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.